在播饼以前，宋辉弟兄他说他今天把灵师的时间让给我。
Before our Lord's table today, Brother Song said to me that he will give me the time for him today.
所以我想在主面前寻求一首诗歌。
So I sought before the Lord for a hymn.
其实我有两首。
Actually, I have two.
我们会前唱一首，交通完以后我们再唱一首。
And before we begin our meeting, we will sing one, and at the end, we will sing the other one. 请大家
翻开诗本291首。
Let us open our hymn book to 291.
这首诗的诗题是哦，我要像你。
And the title for this hymn is Oh, to be like thee.
我相信这首诗歌对弟兄姊妹来讲都不陌生。
I believe this is not an unfamiliar song for us.
我相信每一位尝到主恩典滋味的人。
I believe everyone who has tasted the Lord.
我们见过主的荣美的人。
All of us who have seen the glory of our Lord.
我们从心里深处会有一个情不自禁的愿望。
From the depth of a heart, we would involuntarily have a thought.
就像这首诗歌的作者他说的，哦，我要像你。
Just like the author of this hymn says, Oh, to be like thee.
每一个蒙救赎的儿女，我们都有一个荣耀的盼望。
Every children who has been saved, we have a glorious hope.
就是基督成了我们里面荣耀的盼望。
And that is Christ has become the glorious hope in us.
使徒约翰告诉我们说，今天我们还不得见他。
Apostle John tells us that today we do not see him.
但是有一天我们看见他的时候。
But one day when we do see him,
我们都要像他。
We will all be like him.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在时间中主给我们机会。
Brothers and sisters, in time today, the Lord has given us the opportunity.
让我们来追求，让我们在生命中晋升长进。
So that we can seek him, so that in our life we can grow.
好叫我们身上有基督的形象。
So that on us there is the image of Christ.
我们请姊妹给我们弹一句，我们来唱。
We ask our pianos to play for us first, and then we will begin to sing.
很多诗歌啊，都是祷告的诗歌。
Many hymns are hymns of prayers.
但愿我们唱的时候，我们里面也有这个意愿，把我们的祷告借着诗歌献给主。
I hope that we have this hope in us that through this hymn we will offer this as a prayer to our Lord.
我们一起来。
Begin.
哦，我要向你可爱的求助，这是我所求，是我所慕，我欢喜丢弃一切的富足，盼望能和你心相合乎。Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thy whole image deep in my heart. Oh, 我要向你那样的柔细，宽恕又怜悯，仁爱良善，帮助孤单的，勉励灰心的，寻找犯罪人，不是为难。Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp on my image, deep on my heart. Oh, 我要向你那样的忍耐，圣洁和谦卑，与人无伤，温和的接受，无力的 苦待，宁可救别人，自己死亡。哦，我很想你，哦，我要想你，可爱的救主，想你模样，想你的甘甜，想你的恩典，在我的中心和你心相。哦，我要想你，我紧迫切求，我愿出代价跟随你心，将我的所思和我的所有完全献给你，不自己意。 Oh, to be like thee, Oh, to be like thee, Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy sweetness, Come in thy fullness, Stamp on the hill.Deep on my heart. Oh, 我要想你，转到我祈求，倒下你的爱充满我心，使我做个点配给你居留，我的生命与你相依。Come in thy sweetness, come in thy fullness, stamp thy own image deep on my heart.
我们再把第四节轻轻的唱一遍，好吧？
Let us quietly sing verse 4 again.
让我们一同有一点祷告。
And then let us together have a word of prayer.
但愿这一节诗歌呢，成为我们的爱慕，我们的祷告。
I hope this hymn, this verse, becomes our desire, becomes our prayer.
我们相信主纪念我们这样的祷告。
And we believe that the Lord will remember our prayer.
我们一起来。哦，我要想你，我紧迫祈求，我愿出代价跟随你心，将我的所思和我的所有完全献给你，不自己意。哦，我要想你，哦，我要想你，可爱的救主，想你模样，想你的甘甜，想你的恩典，在我的中心和你心相。我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Our dear Lord, our hearts are full of praises and thanks.
因为你实在是我们的救主。
Because you truly is our Savior.
你是我们的主。
You are our Lord.
你在凡事上面供应我们。
In everything you have provided for us.
你在凡事上面教导我们。
In everything you have taught us.
在凡事上面你带领我们。
And in everything you guide us.
在过去两天我们的聚集中。
Over the past 2 days in our meetings.
我们实在尝到你的同在。
We have truly tasted your presence.
注视你的荣美。
We have stared into your image.
享受你的甘甜。
And enjoyed your sweetness.
主啊，今天早晨你再把我们召聚到你自己面前。
And this morning, Lord, once again, you have gathered us before you.
我们献上心中的感谢。
We offer you the thanksgiving in our, the praises in our heart.
我们也求你在这个聚会中向我们启示你的自己。
We hope that in this meeting you will reveal yourself to us.
给我们一个能听的耳。
Give us an ear that can hear.
给我们一个受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
使我们在你面前都做聪明的人。
So that before you we can all be smart people.
我们能够明白你的话语。
So that we can understand your words.
我们能够谨慎。 并且忠心地来遵行你的话语
We can cautiously follow your words
引导我们 借着你的话语 引导我们走永生的道路
Through your words, guide us to walk the path of eternal life
愿你祝福你的教会
May you bless your church
祝福你的话语
Bless your words
荣耀颂赞都归给你
Glory and praises be unto you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
这一次我和弟兄姊妹从马太福音第五章到第七章交通关于生命的教导和生命的操练。
This time, from Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, I have fellowship with brothers and sisters about the way and the teaching of life.
我们感谢主，主的话是丰富和宝贵的。
We thank our Lord for His words. His words are precious and abundant.
在他的话语里面，他把他自己赏赐给我们。
And through His words, He has given Himself to us.
他来了。 就成全了律法和先知
He came so that he can fulfill the law and the prophets
并且他在十字架上舍命成全了救恩
And he gave his life on the cross so that he can fulfill the salvation
他从死里复活
He resurrected
他被接到荣耀里 坐在父神宝座的右边
And he was received into glory sitting on the right hand side of the Father
所以父神 就将所应许的圣灵赐给了主耶稣
So therefore, the Father has given the promised Holy Spirit to Lord Jesus
主把圣灵赐给凡事相信顺服他的人
The Lord has given the Holy Spirit to everyone who believes and obeys Him
在圣灵中我们得着了主自己做我们的生命
And through the Holy Spirit, we have received the Lord Himself to be our Lord
借着这个生命 我们来遵循他生命的教导
And through this life We can follow the teaching of this life
所以我们的义可以胜过文士和法利赛人的义
Therefore our righteousness Can surpass the righteousness Of the scribe and the Pharisees
那不是外面表现的问题
It is not about the conduct on the outside
而是里面本质的问题
But it is about the essence from the inside
因为文士和法利赛人的义 最多不过是宗教的行为和道德而已
Because the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees At most, it is the conduct of a religion
但是今天每一个借着耶稣基督我们活出基督的人
But today, everyone who through Jesus Christ lives out Jesus Christ
我们所行出来的那个本质上不是从人出来的
What we do, in essence, it does not come from men.
它的 source 啊，它的源头也不是从人出来的。Its
source, it doesn't originate from men.
乃是基督在借着我们活出来。It
is Christ lived out through us.
这是主把这些生命的教导赐给我们，他对我们的盼望。
And that is the hope the Lord has for us when He gave us the teachings of life.
我们自己读马太福音第五章到第七章，可能都有一个感觉。
When we read Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7,
它的文字是非常浅显的。
We have a feeling that these words are
very simple.
They're very simple.
但是 它的标准好像是非常的高的
But the standards are very high
很多人感觉呢我们做不到
Many people feel we cannot do this.
我觉得若是我们有这种感觉，这是有福气的。
I think if we have such feeling, then we are blessed.
好使我们常常到主面前跟主说，主我不能，你能。
So that we can often go before the Lord to say, Lord, I cannot, but you can.
主愿你帮助我，让我能够顺服住在我里面的圣灵。
Lord, help me so that I can obey the Holy Spirit which dwells in me.
顺服圣灵所带给我那生命的感觉。
To obey the feeling that is given to us through the Holy Spirit.
The sense of life.
The sense of life.
我们能够顺服那生命的感觉，我们照着他来行事为人。
So that we can obey the sense of life and act and live according to that.
我们在第五章里面看见这生命里面的美德。
In chapter 5, we see the beauty of this life.
The virtue.
The virtue of this life.
我们看见在那里主耶稣讲到清心的人，虚心的人有福了，哀动的人有福了。那七种的生命的表现是这新生命里面的美德。
In chapter 5, we see that it says, Blessed are the poor in the spirit, blessed are those who mourn. We see here the seven beauties, the seven virtues of this life.
在这七种的美德里面，我们呢，能够表现基督。
And through these seven virtues, we can manifest Christ.
我们也讲到，这是生命在我们里面带给我们最基本的一些生命的感觉。
And we see that these are the very basic senses, very basic feelings that this life brings to us.
我们在马太福音第五章也看见，主讲到这生命在我们里面流露出来的时候，它显出来的性质和功用。
We also see in chapter 5 that when this life flows out of us, its function.
蒙救赎神的儿女，教会在地上，我们能够带给人恩典。
The children of God, the church in this world, we can bring the salt to this world.
我们也看见，我们能够成为世上的光。
We see also that we can become the light of the world.
为主做美好的见证。
And to be a beautiful testimony for the Lord.
接下来在第五章我们看见呢，主告诉我们需要有一些生命的操练。
And then in chapter 5, it tells us that we must have some exercise in this life.
为了要跟随着生命的感觉，使生命借着我们的肉身生活流露出来。
In order to follow the sense of life, in order for this life to flow out in our flesh,
我们会发现有一些的拦阻。
We will see some obstacles.
有一些的在我们身上是妨碍我们或者拉住我们，不让我们活出基督的。
There are some things that obstructs us or keeps us back from living out Christ.
在第五章后面，我们看见主讲到了己的七方面。
We see in the latter part of chapter 7 that the Lord talks about the seven aspects of self.
昨天晚上那一堂，我们交通到第六章。
Last night we shared about chapter 6.
我们讲到今天要在生命上稳定、长进，并且成熟。
We see in chapter 6 that today, if we want to be stable and steady and grow in our life,
我们需要有美好的、正常的属灵生活。
Then we need to have a good and normal spiritual life.
今天仇敌借着许多外面的活动。
Today, the enemy through many activities on the outside.
许多我们认为有价值、有意义的事物。
Through many things that we think are valuable and meaningful.
把神儿女们的注意力和我们的精力，摆在不是真正根基的属灵的事物上面。
So that the attention of the children of God are not on things that are truly foundational to the
以至于我们在属灵的生活上变得贫穷。
To a point that our spiritual life becomes poor.
所以主耶稣在那里教导门徒们。
So Lord Jesus teaches his disciples.
我们该怎样过属灵的生活？
How do we live a spiritual?
昨天晚上我们简略的提到一点，属灵生活是一个内在的生活。
Last night we very simply touched upon that a spiritual life is an inner life.
是一个活在 暗中的父面前的生活。
It is a life that lives in before the Father who is in secret.
当我们愿意走这一条内在的道路的时候，
When we are willing to walk this inner way,
弟兄姊妹们，有几样事情在我们身上是我们需要谨慎并且求主怜悯的。
Then there are some things on us that we should be cautious for and ask the Lord for mercy.
第一件事就是我们把我们人生的爱慕放在什么事上。
And the first is, what do we treasure in this life?
若是我们爱慕主，我们就像主。
If we treasure the Lord, then we will be like the Lord.
如果我们爱慕世界，我们就像世界。
If we desire after the world, then we will be like the world.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要走里面道路，我们要求主吸引我们。
If we want to walk the inner way, we have to ask the Lord to attract us.
求主开我们里面的悟性和智慧，让我们看见它的价值。
To open our mind and heart from inside so that we can see its value.
我们实在看见有许多亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
We truly see many brothers and sisters.
在没有信主以前，他们在世界上是令人羡慕的。
They are enviable to other people.
是非常成功的。
They are very successful.
但是主开了他们的心眼。
But the Lord opened the eyes of their heart.
他们就把这些看如粪土。
And then they view these things as nothing.
他们为要得着耶稣基督。
For to gain Jesus Christ.
我们在新约圣经里面看见使徒保罗就是一个这样的人。
We see in the scripture that Paul is such a person.
他原来羡慕在犹太教里面成为一个伟大的教师，像他的老师加马列一样。
That he wanted to be a great teacher in the Jewish, in the Jewish tradition like his teacher.
但是当他认识了基督以后，遇见了基督以后，
But after he met Christ,
他心里面爱慕基督。
In his heart, he desired after
Christ. 他向我们做见证，他以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
He testified that he thinks of gaining Jesus Christ as the best.
他愿意为基督的缘故，看万事如同粪土，没有价值了。
And he viewed everything as worthless because of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是走里面道路，真正过属灵生活，我们需要留意的一件事，第一件事情。
And that is the first thing we should pay attention to if we want to live the inner life, the spiritual life.
难怪我们在许多好的诗歌里面，历世历代的圣徒都唱出这样的爱慕。
It, therefore, in these hymns, that the saints throughout the ages. We can sing about this desire.
他们在主面前唱出来说：“主啊，求你吸引我，吸引我。”
Therefore, they sing, "Lord, attract me, attract me."
求你开启我的眼睛，开启我的眼睛。
Open my eyes, open my eyes.
容许我听见你，使我能够看见你的荣美。
So that I can hear you and see your glory.
第二件事情。
The second one,
我们讲到我们要走里面的道路，
In order to walk the inner way,
我们要求主给我们有一个属天的眼光。
We have to ask for a heavenly perspective.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多人在地上做事情是很有眼光的。
Today, there are people do things in this world with great perspectives.
我认识一位做房地产开发的弟兄。
I know a brother who is a real estate developer.
他说他以前跟一个年长的人，他做徒弟，学习怎么买地买房子，买产业。
He followed someone to be his student to learn how to buy land and buy real estate.
我问他说你为什么要去跟他学呢？
I said, why do you want to follow him?
他告诉我说我发现他只要他买的地方马上就涨价。
He said, because I realized that
真是有眼光啊。
He said, he has great taste. Whatever he buys goes up.
别人看这个不行的，他一摆那个地方就发了。
Other people say this land is not good, and he would buy it, and its value would go up.
弟兄姊妹们，属地的事尚且需要眼光。
Brothers and sisters, the earthly things we need to have a good perspective.
今天我们要追求生命、属灵、属神的事情。
Today we are pursuing life, heavenly things.
我们更需要属天的眼光。
Then we need to have heavenly perspective.
这个我们只有求主怜悯，用智慧和启示的灵来开启我们。
We have to ask the Lord to be merciful and give us the spirit and the eyes of revelation.
今天有很多人说呢，我们在地上做事情，把自己一生呢压在什么事上，好像做一个赌注一样。
And people say we seem to be betting our life on certain things.
好，弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种感觉呢？你把你一生的注意力、精神、智慧、才干，所有投在什么地方呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel the same way? How do you bet? How do you use your intelligence, your time, and your energy?
主说你的眼光就决定你一生生活是明亮的或者是黑暗的。
The Lord says that your perspective determines whether your life has light or darkness.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们过属灵生活走里面道路第二件重要的事情。
And this is the second important thing about walking an inner life.
第三件重要事情，乃是在我们的生活中，谁做我们的主，谁做我们人生支配的中心。
The third thing is who is the Lord of our life, who is the focus and the center of our life.
主的话非常简单，非常直接。
The Lord's words are very simple and direct.
他说，今天的人其实只有两个主。
He says, today the people can only have two lords.
不是造物宇宙万有的真神，就是马门，就是钱财。
He said, unless if it is not the Lord who has created heaven and earth, then it is mammon, it is wealth.
我想从中国国内出来的弟兄姊妹很熟悉一些的名词。
I think brothers and sisters from mainland China are very familiar with certain words.
以往的生活是政治挂帅，现在的生活呢是经济挂帅。
Before life,
这个很简单，对不对？
Before life was all about politics, and now life is all about wealth. That's very simple.
以往照顾你的思想是不是很纯正啊？那么你读书也可以，什么都可以啊。
Before it is about whether or not your mind is pure. You can be
现在不是了，现在黑猫白猫呢，只要会抓老鼠就是好猫。
And now it's about whether it doesn't matter if you're a black cat or a white cat, if as long as you can catch mouse. 弟兄姊妹们，
今天我们跟随主，在这个点上，我们要守住原则。
Today, in following our Lord, we have to hold on to the principle.
我们身上，我们人生中谁支配我们？
In our life, who is determining for us?
不要等到我们临终要离开世界的时候，我们才醒过来。
Let us not be awake right before we leave this world.
这个一个轮子哈，不能有两个轴心的。
A wheel cannot have two axes.
如果有两个轴心了，这个轮子一定不是这边坏就是那边坏。
If it has two axes, then this wheel, it will be broken.
这是我们走里面道路我们所要受的考验。
And that is a test that we will endure as we walk this inner way.
今天我们在北美，不是没有衣没有食。
Today in North America, we do not lack food or clothes.
今天问题是我穿什么牌子的衣服，我吃什么样的餐馆。
The question is, which restaurant do I go to and which brand do I wear?
弟兄姊妹，一个真正跟随生命感觉的人。
Brothers and sisters, someone who truly follows the sense of life.
他不受这些支配。
He is not determined by this.
像使徒保罗他说，我现在已经学会了。
Just as Apostle Paul said, I have now learned.
我知道怎样处丰富。
I know how to live in fullness.
他在丰富中一点也不骄傲。
He is not arrogant or proud in fullness.
他反而能够体恤别人。
But he can comfort others.
能够帮助别人。
He can help others.
他也知道怎样处卑贱。
And he can live in poor.
他在苦的时候一点都没有怨言。
When he was poor, he did not complain.
一点也不去羡慕别人。
He did not envy others.
他里面是富足的人。
He was abundant and full and rich in
spirit. 他是一个无忧无虑的人。
He is free from anxiety.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣在预备他的门徒进入侍奉前，把这些教导告诉他们。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus, as he prepared his disciples to enter into service, he told them these things.
那么主也教导我们走里面的道路，我们要先求神的国和神的义。
And the Lord has also taught us that in order to walk the inner way, we have to ask first His righteousness and kingdom. In North America today, we teach our children how to manage their time.
我教他们你要 set priority, 优先次序。
I teach them how to set priorities.
你不要先呢看完电视吃饱肚子打完电话然后才说功课还没做。
You cannot be full after eating and then after watching TV and talking on the phone, your homework is still not done.
我教我的孩子，你一回家吃了点心，哈，去休息一下，就开始做功课。
I teach my children, after you come home, you eat a snack and you rest a little bit and then you go to
school. 吃晚饭以前功课都通通做完了。
And you have to finish your homework.
那么晚上你可以跟爸爸妈妈去聚会，你可以在家里面读你要读的书。
And then at night, you can come to gatherings with your parents or you can read your book.
当一个人优先次序搞对的时候，
When someone's priorities are set correctly,
他的生活就变得很轻松，
then his life becomes very easy. 很喜乐。And very, very joyful.
讲一点我自己女儿的事情。
Forgive me for talking about my own daughter.
她读到研究生了，每天都是九点半就睡觉。
Even as she was studying for her master's degree, she would go to sleep at 9:30.
她20岁呢，就已经拿到 master 了。
She gained her master's degree when she was 20.
她不到四年呢 ，PhD 就拿到了。
And in less than 4 years, she gained her PhD.
因为她 set priority right.
Because she set her priorities.
她有很多的时间可以服侍，很多的时间可以做她喜欢做的事情。
She had much time to serve the Lord, to do things she liked.
今天很多神的儿女们没有时间给主，所以没有时间给自己的家人。
Today, many children of God, they don't have time to give to the Lord, and they don't have time to give to their own family.
我们心里面没有尊他为我人生的主。
In our heart, we do not see him as the Lord.
我们若是先求神的国和神的义。
If we first seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，你家里孩子也不闹事，家里也没有什么问题。
Then your children will not cause trouble.
因为一切的担子主都担过去了。
Because all burdens the Lord will carry.
一切的需要主都知道。
All needs the Lord knows.
这是我们过里面生活第四件我们要留意的。
And this is the fourth thing in a spiritual life that we have to pay attention to.
如果出信的弟兄姊妹在这些点上不知道，
If new believers do not know these things,
或者你信主很多年从来没有人跟你讲过这些，
Or if you believed for many years and no one's ever told you this,
我很害怕很多弟兄姊妹我们信主年日没有尝到基督的美好和丰富。
Then brothers and sisters, I'm very afraid that in these days we have not tasted the goodness and the goodness of Jesus.
今天早晨我们要来到马太福音第七章。
This morning we come to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章，在这里我们看见主开始摸到侍奉、追求和工作。
And here the Lord begins to touch on service and seeking.
And work. 弟兄姊妹们，我们今天呢，每一个人主把生命赐给我们。
Today the Lord has given each one of us life.
所以我们呢，都可以称神做我们的父亲。
So that we can all call the Lord our Father.
因为父亲的生命，今天借着他的爱子，已经在我们的里面了。
Because the life of the Father through His Son is already in us.
我们祷告神。我们可以称他做我们亲爱的天父，这是理所当然的，而且是实实在在的。
And today, when we pray to God, we can call Him our Father, and that is something that we can take for granted.
因为他的生命今天已经在我们里面。
Because His life is in us.
但是神把这生命赐给我们，还有更美的、更高的旨意和目的。
But today the Lord has given us this life. He has a higher purpose.
乃是要我们成为借着这个生命产生出属天功用的人。
It is through this life that we become people who have heavenly function.
我们能够在神的家中，在神的国度里面尽职分的人。
In God's house, in God's kingdom, we can do our job.
所以到马太福音第七章，我们看见主在那里教导门徒们这个生命。怎样帮助我们进入那个侍奉？
And so in chapter 7, the Lord teaches us how through this life we can enter into that service.
我先和弟兄姊妹读两节的经文。
I will read with you 2 verses.
请我们读第七章第十三节、第十四节。
Let us read chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
我们找着了，请大家同声的来读。
Let us read it together.
我们一起来。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的， 进去的人也多，引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。在这里主讲到门和路的问题。
Here the Lord talks about the gate and the way.
这是今天我们在地上做人，我们在地上做事，在地上呢经营事业很重要的一个题目。
This is a very important topic as we live in this world, as we manage our lives in this world.
一个有门的人，能够入门的人，他才会走路。
The one who can enter through the gate, only those can walk.
好，我们知道做生意的要学生意的门路啊，对不对？
And those businessmen, they have to know where the gate, where the door is.
读书呢，你要有读书的门和路。
And if you are studying, then you have to know the way to study.
主在这里告诉我们啊，在地上有两组的门，有两组的路。
And the Lord tells us in this world there are two sets of gates and two sets of ways.
一个门呢是引到灭亡的。
And one gate leads to destruction.
那个门是一个很宽大的门。
And that gate is wide.
世上的人都往那里走。
And there are many who walk through.
另外一个门是引到永生的。
And there's another gate that leads to eternal life.
那是一个窄门。
And that is a narrow gate.
那么进了门以后，它有路了。
And once you enter into through the gate, there is a way.
所以主在这里讲到，我们要走那条进窄门，要走窄路。
And the Lord tells us we have to enter through the small gate and walk the narrow way.
这一条窄门窄路呢，是引到永生的道路。
And he says that this small gate and this narrow way leads to eternal life.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们讲到侍奉。
Today we talk about service.
我们可能常常会听到有人讲，你在侍奉中你走什么样的路？
We often hear people say, in your service, what kind of way do you walk?
我们知道今天有很多的路摆在我们前面。
There are many ways that are
有福音派的路。
There are many paths that are
有基要派的路。
There's
有灵恩派的路。
There's the spiritual
有奥秘派的路。
And
有近前派的路，这是我们看见在神学里面分类的。
And there are many different paths that is differentiated in the religion.
你走哪条路呢？
Which way do you choose?
你进哪条哪个门呢？
Which
gate do you enter? 我相信这些走路的人都是进了窄门的人，都是重生得救的人。
I believe all of these people, they've entered through the narrow gate, they've all been saved.
主告诉我们说，其实只有一个门，只有一条路引到永生。
But the Lord tells us there's only one gate and one way that leads to life.
不论我们在什么派里面，弟兄姊妹，我们只有一条路。
It doesn't matter which denomination we belong to, there is only one way.
这一条路叫做生命的路。
And that is the way of life.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个在基督徒身上很模糊。
And this is very blurry in Christian life.
很多人呢，不知道自己在走什么路。
Many people don't know what path they're walking.
实际上啊，你走什么路，你我就显出什么样的形象。
Actually, whichever way we walk, that is the image we manifest.
你看传福音的弟兄姊妹，一看呢，他就是很会行销的人，碰到人就讲信耶稣真好，这不是很好吗？这是一种形象。
They have this image of a salesperson. Whenever they see someone, they talk about how great Jesus Christ is.
我年轻的时候，我参加过很多这个福音的训练。
When I was young, I've gone through many.
我去参加这个 Campus Crusade 这个 Four Spiritual Law 的 training。
I've gone through the Four Spiritual Law.
1974年在韩国首尔，现在叫首尔，以前叫汉城，他们有一个叫做 74 Explosion。哇，好多人呢去参加，每一个人出来拿着那个册子，就像人传福音。你看那个形象是不是传福音的样子？
When I was young, I went to Seoul and went through this thing called 74 explosions. And when we came out, we would preach the gospel to everyone.
那么今天呢，我们看见，对不起啊，我讲一点实际事物，我绝对没有轻看或者批评的意思啊，为了说明而已。
I do not despise or criticize that. I just want to explain.
今天你碰到这个灵恩的弟兄姊妹，你一碰就知道他是灵恩的，因为他形象在那里。
When you encounter brothers and sisters,
charismatic,
the charismatic brothers and sisters,
他们一讲话就哈利路亚。
As soon as they speak, they'll say hallelujah.
一下子感谢赞美主。
这都很好，我们实在为了这个感谢。你看他们运用信心的，就很这个用英文讲
very forward. 他们呢。 就不管别人的感觉，就冲去了。They're
very forward. They
碰到人就按手。And
as soon as they meet people, they'll place their hands upon.
碰到人就赶鬼。And
as soon as they play, they meet people.
现在比较温和一点。我自己二十多岁的时候，好多我周围的同伴就是这样的。When
I was
他聚会，本来坐我边上不见了，他就给人按手去了。
When I was 20-some, I had many people around me who are like that. They'll sit next to me and disappear because they went to place their hand and pray for someone.
因为他走这条路,
because they walk that way.
弟兄姊妹们, 但是主告诉我们说, 其实侍奉只有一条路,
but brothers and sisters, the Lord tells us that service, there's only one way.
就是生命的路,
and that is the way
你可以去宣教,
of life.
但是你走生命的路。
You can be a missionary, but you have to walk the way of life.
你走生命路，你宣教，给人感觉那个形象是基督，而不是一个宣教士。
And when you walk the way of life, when you go preach, when you go on the, be a missionary, they will not see a missionary.
你我可以有灵恩的经历。
You and I can have a charismatic
experience. 可以一定赶鬼。
You can
可以说方言。
And you can speak the.
但是给人看见的那个形象是基督的美德，而不是灵恩。
But when people see you, they see the beauty of Christ, and they do not see the charismatic.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我这样讲能不能把我自己表达的清楚。
I don't know if I can explain myself clearly.
主耶稣告诉我们说，他告诉每一个愿意跟随他、愿意侍奉的人讲，你要留意你进的是什么门，你走的是什么路。
Lord Jesus says, you have to pay attention. Which gate do you enter through? Which way do you walk?
我相信从马丁路德改教以后。
I believe from the Martin Luther Reform.
凡是真实传福音的地方,
all those places that truly preaches the gospel.
人得救都是因着信也本乎恩，是靠着耶稣基督。
Then people believe it is by faith and it is a free grace.
大家都进了窄门,
everyone has entered through.
但是还要走这条窄路，主耶稣讲了，需要去寻找它。
But the Lord says, in order to walk the narrow way, you have to seek.
他说，那个引到灭亡的门和路啊，是宽的，是大的，进去的人很多，不需要找，跟着人潮走就可以了。
He says the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. You don't have to seek it; you just have to follow the people.
我们知道，当我们年幼的时候啊，比较跟着人潮走。
When we are young, we tend to follow other people.
我有一年呢，95年，我带我的家人到香港去。
In 1995, I took my family to Hong Kong.
我儿子女儿那时候都还很小。
My son and my daughter were very little.
初中，哦，到了香港，一看这么多人这么热闹，兴奋的不得了。
They were very young. They were in high school and in junior high. And when they saw so many people, they were so excited.
我记得我们坐地铁，从这个门进去啊，要上哪一边，因为你要看那个方向，看记标记的。
I remember we would enter into the subway and then we have to see which way to go.
其实下午这个儿子不见了。
And then in the afternoon, my son disappeared.
我到处找，急得要命。
And I looked for him everywhere.
后来找到他了，他说大家都往这里走，我就跟着他们走了。
And he said everyone was walking that way, so I followed them.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多神的儿女们，我们的心是好的。
Today there are many brothers and sisters, their hearts are good.
但是我们没有属灵的认识知识。
But we do not have the spiritual knowledge.
我们跟着传统，因为那里人很多，我们就走过去了。We
follow tradition because there's so many people.
我们跟着感觉，那里的感觉很好，我就去走过去了。We
follow our feeling because it feels good.
跟着工作，跟着人群，那里很兴旺，我们就去了。We
follow the work. We follow people because it's prosperous.
跟着道理，这个道理讲得很好，我就去了。We
follow rationale. We say this is reasonable.
跟着人称赞的眼光。
We follow people's eyes of praise.
我们希望有一点点的资格，有一些的，哈，别人可以具体看见，说我有这个资格，我们这样就去了。We
want to have some credential and we follow people.
但是主告诉我们说，不，你要找。But
Lord says no, you have to find it.
他说引到永生，其实原来就是引到生命的那门是窄的，路也是小的。
The gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life.
主在这里好像说预言了，因为那个时候新约还没开始，主还没上十字架。
The Lord is prophesizing here because the New Testament hasn't begun. The Lord hasn't been hung on the cross yet.
主在那里说找到的人不多。
The Lord says there are few who find it.
我们读读教会历史，我们就发现。
If we read the history of the church, we know.
真的是这样。
That is truly so.
许多的人为着传统热心。
There are many people who are enthusiastic for
许多人为着一个经历热心。
Many people are enthusiastic for
许多人为着一个主义热心。
Many people are enthusiastic for an idea.
有许多人为着一个组织热心。
Many people are enthusiastic for an organization.
许多人为着一个工作热心。
Many people are enthusiastic for a job.
当我们投在其中，我们把自己的一生的精神力量、时间都放进去了。
When we give that our life, when we put into that our entire life and time and energy.
到最后，我们发现没有得着神要我们得着。
Then we find in the end that we did not gain what the Lord wants to give to us.
弟兄姊妹，那可惜不可惜呢？
Brothers and sisters, how shameful is that?
Pitiful.
How pitiful is that?
我们中国人讲那叫做壮士扼腕，哎呀，真是可惜啊。
We say that it's a shame, it's pitiful.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要求主怜悯我们。
We ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
盼望从今以后人问你说你走什么路？
We hope that from now on, when people ask you which way do you walk.
我告诉他说，我进窄门，我要走窄路。
I tell him, I enter the gate that is small and I walk the way that is narrow.
窄路是什么呢？
And others ask, what is the narrow way?
我们能回答说，生命的路。
And we can answer, that is the way of life. That is the word of the Lord.
我们要求主开我们的眼睛。
We have to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
开我们的心思意念。
To open our mind and our heart.
给我们有一个属天的眼光。
So that we can have a heavenly.
我们愿意走生命的道路。
And we are willing to walk.
那什么叫做生命的路呢？
What is the way of life?
我先讲几件事情。
I have to,
生命的路它有它的原则的。
The way of life, it has its principles.
走生命的路的人一定有他的表现和他的拣选的。
The people who walk the way of life, they make their choices.
走生命的道路，他一定会有走生命道路的经历的。
And he must have
the
experiences and those pursuits.
并且生命道路所带来的结果。
And also the fruits that is brought by the way of life.
什么叫做生命的路呢？
What is the way of life?
请原谅我，这只不过我分享一点我个人的领会，不是标准答案。
This is not the standard answer, but my own experience.
它的原则，第一个是信心的原则。
The first principle is the principle of faith.
就是在生命的道路上走，每一件事我要留意，不是出于自己，也不是出于行为。
As I walk on the path, on the way of life, then everything it is not from myself and it is not from conduct.
无论我自己里面有多好的善意，啊，有多好的美好的计划，这些我们都要放下来。
No matter how well is the motivation and how well is our plan from inside, we have to put it down.
我们知道亚伯拉罕在这个点上给我们做很好的说明。
We know that Abraham gave us a very good explanation.
神告诉他说，将来承受你产业的不是你的仆人，是你本身所生的。
The Lord tells him that the one who will inherit from you is not the one from your servant, but the one from you.
亚伯拉罕听了真高兴啊！
Abraham was so glad when he heard.
回去就跟撒拉讲，我们要有儿子了。
And Abraham told Sarah, "We will have a son because the Lord said."
就等了一年也没有动静。
And after 1 year, nothing happened.
啊，撒拉就耐不住了。
And Sarah was impatient.
撒拉就有一个善意啊，帮神的忙。神说是你本身所出的，那是我现在我不能怀孕了，那我就把我的使女给你吧。
And Sarah wanted to help the Lord, so she said, "The one has to come from Abraham, but I cannot bear children."
这个不是信心。
So I will give you my maid.
这是人的善意。
That is not faith.
人帮神的
忙。Men helping God.
走在生命的道路上面，第一件事情，我们在这个点上要好好的学习。
As we walk on the way of life, we have to learn our lesson on this point.
当他们从神那里得着了以撒的时候，
When they received Isaac from the Lord,
他们都嬉笑告诉人说，这不是出于我们的。
They would smile and tell people this is not from us.
这个孩子是从神那里来的。
This is a child from God.
弟兄姊妹们, 每一个生命的流露, 当别人看见的时候, 我们要说, 这不是我, 这是他。
Every manifestation of life, we have to say, it is not I, but him.
每一个工作显出来的时候, 我们要把荣耀归给他, 把赞美, 感谢归给他, 没有人可以鞠躬的。
Every manifestation of the work, we have to say that it is him and not us. We cannot take any of the, we cannot take any of the credit.
信心能够使得我们所得着的一切都是出于神的。
Faith can take everything we have and let it be from God.
或者这样讲，信心，我中文不太好了。这个 faith guarantees everything comes out from God.
Faith guarantees everything comes from God.
信心呢，能够担保我们今天生活中每一件事情都是让神来供应。
Faith can guarantee that everything in our life is provided for by God.
第二个哈，生命的原则呢，就是十字架的原则。
The second principle is the principle of the cross.
十字架在我们身上做什么事？担保不再有自己的一点的出于人的。
The cross guarantees that nothing comes from men.
因为十字架是一个审判。
Because the cross is a judgment.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们不仅受罪的审判。
Jesus on the cross, not only was he judged for the sin.
并且把那一切呢，不是出于神的，神所不要的，罪所玷污的那肉体的东西，通通钉死了。
But he nailed onto the cross everything that does not come from God, everything that has been touched by sin.
所以当我们走生命的道路的时候，我们操练信心是很重要的。
So as we walk the way of life, it is very important to practice our faith.
同样的，学十字架的功课是一样重要的。
And it is equally important to learn.
有的人信心很好，但是没有十字架的功课。
There are some people who have great faith, but they have not learned the lessons of the cross.
我讲一点点例子。
I want to give you an example.
我年轻的时候有一位同伴。
When I was young, I had a friend.
他们这一对弟兄姊妹很爱主，很追求。
And this is a group of brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord and pursued after the Lord.
他们对于圣灵充满圣灵的恩赐，非常的爱慕。
And for a period of time, they very much desired after to be filled with the Spirit.
那时候在我们住那个城呢，就有一个神医的聚会，他们就去参加了。And
at the place where we live, there was a
有一个 divine healing meeting.
There was a divine healing meeting.
他们去参加了，回来兴奋的不得了，看见好多人病得医治，拐杖丢掉，起来行走，高兴的不得了。
And they were so excited afterwards because they saw people who would throw away their cane and were healed.
他们聚完会了就不走啊，留下来等那个服侍的弟兄啊，就要拜他做老师了。
And after the meeting, they didn't leave. They wanted to follow the preacher. You know, today many children of God would have such impulse. If I have the gift of healing, then preaching the gospel, all those who are sick would come and their illness would be healed.
他就跟他们交通，我们想跟你请教关于这一方面怎么得主。
And then they said, we want to learn from you, how do we gain such skills?
那位弟兄呢，也很好，就说我在找你们交通。
And the brother was very good, and he said, I will have fellowship with you.
这对夫妻就约，说我们请你吃饭呢，我们请你跟我们谈谈。
And this couple said, let's have meal together.
其实那时候年轻啊，收入都不高啊，但他们约了这位服侍的弟兄啊，到一个很高级的一个西餐馆，因为他是。 西方人，讲英语。
And this couple, they didn't have much income, but they asked this brother from the Western world to come to this restaurant, very expensive restaurant.
表示恭敬，也表示爱慕。
And to show their respect and to show their desire.
他们那天一起吃饭。
And that day they ate together and they had fellowship.
安喜乐觉得这个弟兄真是很不错。
And they had fellowship and they thought that this brother truly.
就吃了要吃 dessert 的时候。 那个弟兄正襟危坐，
and when dessert was about to come，
跟他们讲，今天啊，谢谢你们请我吃饭，主有话要我告诉你们。
And the brother very seriously said, thank you for taking me out to eat. The Lord has words for me to give to you.
这对年轻夫妇啊，听到哇，他们也立刻的做了震惊了。主有话是不是也要把医病恩赐赐给我们了？
And this couple, they were very excited, and they thought, will the Lord also give us the gift of healing?
他们很恭敬地坐在那里要听了。
They respectfully sat there.
就那个弟兄说，主说你们要奉献给我1000块。
And the Lord said to them, and this brother said to them, the Lord says, you have to give me $1,000. And after they came home,
人可以用信心医病,
they were very disappointed. Someone can have the gift of healing, but their life may not be beautiful.
所以我们看见信心和十字架的平衡是非常重要的。
So we see it's very important to have the balance between faith and the cross.
我们在想，信心带我们进入十字架的学习。
Faith will lead us into the lessons of the cross.
十字架带我们进入更好的、更纯净的运用信心。
And the cross will lead us to more purely use the faith, our faith.
第二个，走生命的道路，我们看见一个人说他讲走生命的道路。
Secondly, we see that when someone says they walk the way of life,
好，第二个印记是他是不是遵循神的旨意。
And the second sign is whether or not they obey God's will.
他讲的是神的话语还是他自己的话语？
The words he says, are they God's words or his words?
他行的是照着他传的神的话语还是照着他自己的个性？
Does he act according to the words that he preaches from God or his own words?
弟兄姊妹，这个点很需要在神儿女们中间被认识。This
is a point that the children of God should know.
我们听起来好像这是很基本的东西，但是很多时候神儿女们连基本的都还没有。This
we think of this as being very basic, but many children of God do not
第三个,
have this basic point.
生命走生命道路的人，他的追求。The
third point is the pursuit. Of the, of the people who walk away.
主讲引导生命的路是小的，是窄的。
The Lord says the way that leads to life is narrow.
这个窄哈，有一个英文翻译，是一个古典的翻译，叫做 straightened.
And there's an ancient translation in English,
a classic
translation that says that the way is a straightened way.
这个 straightened 它原来有一个意思，就是受限制的。
This straighten, it has a meaning that it's constrained.
被约束的。
It's constrained.
并且呢，在他走的时候，他会有一个感觉很为难的。
And as you walk it, you'll have a feeling of difficulty.
有时候走的时候会感觉困苦的。
And as you walk it, you will find it's hard.
有的时候会感觉到好像被逼迫。
And sometimes you'll feel persecuted.
弟兄姊妹们，这个窄路哈。 就告诉我们说，我们这个人是受约束的。This
narrow way, this straightened way tells us that we are constrained, we're bound.
凡是走生命道路的人呢，他是愿意被约束的。And
those who are walking the way of life are willing to be bound.
尼托森弟兄年轻的时候有一首诗歌。Brother
Watchman Nee, when he was young, he had a hymn.
他用那首诗歌来表明他的心智，回答别人怀疑、询问的眼光。
And he used that hymn to show his heart to answer to other people's doubts.
等一下，我要和弟兄姊妹唱一下。And
later we will sing this.
这首诗歌他说：“我若稍微偏离正路，我要立刻舒服。”It
says that as soon as I deviate from the way, I have to be constrained, have to be corrected.
为什么呢？ 因为他走在这条生命的道路上，他的魂生命、他的己呀、他的雄心抱负都要被约束。
Because as he walk on this path, on this way of life, his ambition, his flesh, they all have to be constrained.
我们知道一个人呢有才干的，没有才干受点约束也无所谓了。
We know that if a person, if he's talented, if he's not talented, then it's okay to be constrained.
一个有才干的人受约束啊，那是很痛苦的。
A talented person to be constrained is very suffering.
除非他看见神里面的比他所有的更好。
Unless he sees what God has is better than what he has.
所以他就甘心情愿受约束。
And then he is willing to be constrained.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们没有这个看见在 基督里面的上好的，我们没有这个眼光啊，我们就不愿意受约束。
If we do not see what is the best in Christ, if we do not have that perspective, then we're unwilling to be constrained.
生命道路的结果。
The fruit, the result of the way of life.
必定带来与主亲密的关系。
It will absolutely bring a close relationship with the Lord.
走生命道路的人，他会越过越感觉他的主，他认识他，但是他更要认识他。
Those who walk the way of life, they will feel that they know the Lord, but they need to know Him more.
而那一个认识是从主观生命的经历里面产生出来的认识。
And that knowing comes from a subjective experience in life.
走生命道路的人越过越会感觉主的爱一天比一天新鲜，一天比一天更深厚。
And those who walk the way of life, they will feel that the love of God it's refreshing and renewed every day.
他与主之间的交通是一个爱的连结。
And the fellowship with the Lord is a connection in love.
今天有很多人的祷告给人感觉这个人很公义。
There today many people's prayers make people feel they're very righteous.
这个人祷告里面很会用圣经名词。
This person, his prayer, he uses many biblical words.
但是不叫人感觉到主。
But there's no sense of God in it.
有的人一祷告，就好像主在我们中间，主就在他面前，主就在他里面。
And other people, when they pray, you sense that God is before him, God is in him.
这个是走生命道路的人必然带来的结果。
And that is the necessary result of those who walk the way of life.
走生命道路的人，最后。在他身上，人看见基督的形象。
People who walk the way of life, in the end, people others will see Christ in them.
弟兄姊妹们，不一定是很大的恩赐。
It doesn't necessarily have to be great.
不一定有美好的外面大的、令人称赞的工作。
It may not have the great work on the outside that others praise.
但是基督的形象从这一些平凡的人身上显出。
But the image of Christ is manifested through these ordinary people.
那个叫做教会。
That is called church.
所以我先开始和弟兄姊妹讲，第七章讲到侍奉。
So at the beginning, I tell brothers and sisters, chapter 7 is about service.
我盼望弟兄姊妹，你能够接受主的话语，说我们是走生命的道路。
I hope, brothers and sisters, you can accept the word of the Lord and say that we walk the way of life.
我们走生命道路的服事。
We walk the way of life of service.
我们要进入本题，今天我希望我能够快快的把它讲完。
I hope that I can quickly talk about the topic today.
读第七章第一节到第五节。
Let us read chapter 7, verse 1 through 5.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？你自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。当我们进入侍奉的时候，我们立刻就遇见我们要与人接触。
As we enter into service, we immediately touch upon the fact that we have to interact with other people.
侍奉神不是来研究神学。
Because to serve God, it is not to study.
因为神在整个宇宙中的工作，他的兴趣是因着他的爱子而集中在人身上。
Because all of the Lord's interest is focused through His Son in this world.
所以我当初刚蒙召出来的时候，我很为难。
When I was first called, I had a difficulty.
因为从小到大到我蒙召那时候，我都在读书。
Because up until I was called, I've always been a student.
对书本来讲，我是很亲切的。
And books are very dear to me.
我最不会在人面前说话。
And I do not know how to speak before men.
也最不会找话题跟别人谈话。
And I don't know how to find topics to chat.
那么年长的同工说，从今开始你要对人有兴趣。我说我有祸了。
And some elder brothers would say to me, from now on you have to be interested in people. And I say, well, to me,
做个物理实验我很快乐,
if you let me go to the physics lab,
我跟人在一起啊,
I'd be very happy.
我根本摸不清他里面在想什么，我要说什么。
I don't know what to say and I don't know what they're thinking.
而且说话常常的不合时也不合时，不是当说的话。
And I would say things that I should not say.
在这里我们看见主讲到人与人相处的时候，第一个碰见的情形。
And here we see Lord talk about what happens when men interact with men.
我们人呢，很自然会用自己去判断别人。
And we would very easily use ourselves to judge others. We use ourselves to measure others.
这个判断、这个衡量呢，都是出于善意的。
And this judgment and this measurement all come from a good intention.
为着要改正别人，为着要帮助他、修正他。
It is to correct others.
我不晓得我们结了婚的夫妻们，你有没有这个感觉？你现在有没有放弃啊？我不要再改变我的配偶了。
And for married people, have you now given up on changing your spouse?
我没有结婚的时候，就有人告诉我，太太是批评不得的。And
before I got married, others would say to me,
"Your wife
cannot be criticized."
我说我是很客观、很理性的，我们没有感情的事，我还是一样爱他，但是我们事就说事了。And
I said, "I am very rational and objective, and it is if it's a yes, it's a yes."
啊，经过30多年的。 我发现我错了。And
after 30 some years, I realized I'm wrong. The wife cannot be criticized.
今天在教会里面，我们要帮助人，我们不讲怎么可以呢？
Today, if we want to help people in church, how can we not say it?
主说我们批评有一个难处。The Lord
says that when we criticize, we have a difficulty.
就是我们拿的那一把尺到底是什么尺？
And that is the ruler that we hold.
你用什么尺去量给别人，别人也用同样尺来量你。
Because what we use to measure others, it will be used to measure us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个尺就是我们里面的梁木。Brothers
and sisters, this ruler is the log that is in us.
就是我们这个人的主观。And
that is our objective.
没有一个人不主观的。There's
not a person who is not objective.
我学了在婚姻生活里面学了30多年了，终于发现我很主观了。
And I've learned this for 30 some years in my married life, which is I'm a very subjective person.
我以前一直以为自己是很这个 level-headed.
I've always thought I'm a level-headed person.
但是发现很多事情产生结果的时候都是我造成的。
And then I realized that many things happen because of me.
人的主观里面有两件东西。
In men's subjectiveness, there are two things.
一个就是我们的成见，我们的观念。
And one is our prejudice.
我们的 concept，我们对一件事情，我们还没有仔细的看清全貌，看到现象，我们就有一个判断。And
that is we judge before we see the whole picture.
第二件事情，在我们的里面，造成梁木，我们主观，是我们的偏心，我们的情感。And
the second thing is our bias. Which causes the log in us.
我们每个人都有情感，碰到跟自己有关的和自己利益相符的，我们难免就向着自己。
Each one of us has our own bias. There are things that would benefit us and that would naturally cause us to bias.
主说，你有梁木，你怎么能够去帮别人除他那个小的刺呢？
The Lord says, when you have a log in your eye, how can you take out the speck?
因为这个梁木遮蔽了我们的眼界。
Because this log has blocked our eyesight.
但是很多时候我们很想去帮别人拔刺，因为我很有爱心。
But because we have love, we want to take out the speck in others' eye.
人若有爱心了，但是没有智慧，这个爱心叫别人吃不消的。
If someone has love but no wisdom, it will be hard for others to take that love.
在侍奉上摸人的时候，这个是最难学的。
And it is most difficult to learn that when you are touching other people through service.
我们有一个弟兄啊，他一得救哈。 就显出他的爱心，关心侍奉的人，关心所有弟兄姊妹。
And we had a brother who would love others as soon as he was saved, and he would care about the other brothers and sisters.
有别人搬到这里，他帮他租房子，帮他找工作，什么都做。
And when other people move here, he would help them to find housing, find jobs. He would do everything.
但是有些弟兄姊妹久了也受不了。 为什么呢？他到别人家说，你这个沙发这样摆不好，重新给他摆过。
And in the long run, brothers and sisters couldn't take it because he would go to their house and say, "You should place your couch another way."
弟兄姊妹，后来这个弟兄一打电话，他们都赶快说不在家。
And later, when this brother would call, others would be afraid and say, "We're not home."
今天我们在侍奉上面，走生命的道路，在这个点上要学。
And today, as we learn the service, the way of life, we have to learn
about this point.
It is not to say that we will not differentiate between right and wrong.
主乃是告诉我们说，我们要先对付自己。
But the Lord says we have to first deal with ourselves.
我们才能够服侍，我们才能够帮助别人。
And then we can serve and help others.
第二个，第六节。
And then second, in verse 6,
我们一起读,
let's read it together.
不要把圣物给狗, 也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前, 恐怕它践踏了珍珠, 转过来咬你
们。
在这里讲到在侍奉中的这个给和交通。
And here it talks about the give and the fellowship in service.
给有物质上的给, 给有也属灵上话语上的给。
And to give, there's to give in material, and there's also to give in spiritual words.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个交通上面，我们需要有智慧。
And in this fellowship, we need to have wisdom.
有人讲这圣物啊，就是从神那里来得着真理的启示。
And people to say the holy things are the revelations from God.
这个珍珠啊，就是从圣灵的管制在生命里面的学习。
And these pearls, they are the discipline and the learning from the Holy Spirit.
我们要遇见合适的对象的时候，我们才交通出来。
And it is only when we have the appropriate audience do we have that fellowship.
所以合宜的交通啊，有一些的原则的。
So an appropriate fellowship has some principles.
如果我们碰到什么人啊，都用一套的方法，弟兄姊妹，那服侍啊，会产生很多的难处。
If we use the same method with everyone, then our services would be difficult.
我在年轻的时候，有一位年长的同工跟我讲到他一件很有趣的事情。
When I was young, there was an elderly coworker who mentioned something to me that was very interesting.
他喜欢唱歌。
He likes to sing.
所以他跟另外一个弟兄啊，他们一起学声乐。
And together with another brother, they learn about singing.
那位弟兄不仅他学声乐，他是为着用诗歌来服侍主，传福音。
And he did not only was he learning how to sing, but he wanted to use singing hymns to preach the gospel.
他们两个都有同样的这个兴趣。
And both of them had the same interest.
有一天他们两个开一个长途车去一个地方。
And one day they took a long trip.
开始的时候他们两个就在谈这个唱歌传福音，两个人谈得非常的这个热烈。
And they were having a great conversation about music and about preaching the gospel.
谈到主的事情啊，这谈得这么热烈是很好的，对不对？
And to have such a great conversation regarding things of the Lord is great.
不知道怎么话语开始讲到一点生命经历的事情。
And then they start to talk about a little bit about experiences in life.
这个弟兄啊，他们听他讲谈到，好像讲到这个怎么在生命里面长进结果子的问题。
And they talk about how to grow in life and how to bear fruit.
怎么经历主的同在。
How to experience the presence of the Lord.
所以这位同工弟兄呢，他就开始讲这个住在主里面。
And then this coworker, he begins to talk about dwelling in the Lord, and he was driving.
他就讲他小从年轻的时候怎么样主教他这个住在主里面。
And he talked about ever since he was young, how the Lord taught him how to dwell in the Lord.
讲就发现旁边没声音了。
And then gradually he realized that his companion wasn't talking.
再讲听到了旁边打呼的声音了。
And then he talked and he realized the person sitting next to him was snoring.
他就知道他说了不合宜的话。
And then he knew that he said inappropriate.
因为他听不懂嘛。
Because he couldn't understand.
对他来讲毫无兴趣。
He was not interested.
而且对他来讲有催眠的效果。
And then it also puts him to sleep.
今天很多人呢，他睡不着觉，拿本圣经一读就睡着了。
Today, many people, if they have insomnia, they would pick up the Bible.
我碰到有几个姊妹晚上失眠的这个毛病啊，他们伯弟兄啊，我很熟悉你的声音啊。
And there are some sisters they have insomnia.
怎么会呢？ 我不光是主日来听你讲一天信息， 我每次失眠的时候一开你讲的那个我就睡着了。
And they say, we're very familiar with your voice because not only do we hear it on Sunday, but we can go to sleep. We also listen to your preaching.
我这无用的仆人还有一点用处。
And I said, thank the Lord, a useless person like me would have such function.
弟兄姊妹们，我们讲到合宜的交通，第一个要认识对象。
We say that to have the appropriate fellowship, first we have to have the right audience.
你要知道你说话对象他接受的度量在什么。
You have to know what is the measure of acceptance for the person that you're speaking to.
我们要交通的程度。
We also have to know at which level is the
appropriate
fellowship.
一个走生命道路的人能够摸到别人里面生命的程度。
A person who's walking the way of life can touch the level of the life in the other person.
像我们在教会侍奉很自然的，如果有一个弟兄或姊妹，他生命度量比我大，我在这个环境我就不说话。
And very naturally, for those of us who serve, if there is another person who has a greater measure of life than me, then I will not speak because it's not my turn.
当一个弟兄他的或者姊妹他的生命需要帮助的时候，主已经给了我，那我知道我可以给他。But
when a brother and a sister, when they need help and the Lord has already given to me, then I can give to them.
不仅如此,
not only that,
说合适的交通还需要有对的时机。
And the appropriate fellowship should also be done at the right time.
如果圣灵不在这个时候要我们说，即便我觉得该说，我也应该受约束。
And if the Holy Spirit tells us that this is not the right time, even if I have the words, then I shouldn't say.
最后呢，好的交通需要留意那个内容和表达，叫别人能够听得进去。
And a good fellowship should pay attention to the content and its delivery so that other people can accept it.
弟兄姊妹，言语话语的交通不容易啊。Brothers
and sisters, a fellowship of words is not easy.
所以诗篇呢，以赛亚在他的话语里面讲了，有一个祷告，求主啊，每天早晨开通我的耳朵，使我有一个受教的舌头。
So Isaiah in his prayer said that every morning he said, may the Lord open my ear so that I can have the right tongue.
A teachable tongue. 弟兄姊妹，我们能够被舌头被神教导过，我们才能够有合适的交通。Only
when our tongue has been taught by the Lord can we have the
appropriate fellowship. 然后我们读第七节到第十二节。
Let us read verse 7 through 12.
你们祈求就给你们, 寻找就寻见, 叩门就给你们开门, 因为凡祈求的就得着, 寻找的就寻见, 叩门的就给他开门。 你们中间谁有儿子求笔, 凡给他石头呢? 求鱼凡给他蛇呢? 你们中间虽然不好, 尚且知道拿好东西给儿女, 何况你们在天上的父, 岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗? 所以无论何事, 你们愿意人怎样待你们, 你们也要怎样待人, 因为这就是律法和先知的道理。 在这一段我们看见了, 主教导我们走生命的道路, 要先学会怎样活在父的爱中, 我们才能
Here, the Lord teaches us how do we live in the love of the Father so that we can live in love of men.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们属灵的追求。
That is the pursuit. This is our spiritual pursuit.
有一个父给我们一个活在爱中的一个律。
The Father has given us a law to live in love.
他就第一个律是说，你们求的就给你们。
And this first rule is ask and it will be given to you.
寻找就寻见,
seek and you will find.
叩门就给你们开门,
knock and it will be opened to you.
这第一句话第七节呢, 主是在这里鼓励他的门徒们有这样的生活。
And here in the first verse, the Lord encourages his disciples to have such lives.
第八节呢, 主说到他为什么鼓励, 因为这是一个律, 所以他说因为凡祈求的就得着。
And in verse 8, the Lord explains why he encourages this way. Because it's a rule. So he says, for everyone who asks, receives.
It's a law.
It's a law.
寻找的就寻见。
The one who seeks and you will find.
叩门的就给他开门。
Knock and it will be opened to you.
而且主给的呢，是上好的。
And what the Lord gives is the best.
第二个，主为了鼓励我们活在父的爱中。
And then second, the Lord, in order to encourage us to live in the love of the Father.
他说：“你们中间有谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？”
He said, what man among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone?
求鱼反给他蛇呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more?
何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
How much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask them?
弟兄姊妹，这个经在经历上面啊，有两方面。
This in experience has two sides.
有一种经历就是我们求的主给我们的，我们知道他爱我。
One is that what we ask for the Father has given us, therefore we know He loves us.
有另外一个经历，我们求的主没有给我们，给了别的。
And the other aspect is what we ask the Lord has not given us, but He has given us something else.
很多神的儿女们觉得，这真的前面第七节、第八节就不应验了。
And then many brothers and sisters feel that verse 7 and 8 have not been fulfilled.
但是第九节到第十一节，主告诉我们说，你得着那别的，那是更好的东西，你要会欣赏。
But verse 9 through 11, the Lord tells us that what you have been given is even better. You have to appreciate it.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是一个生命道路里面的学习。
And this is a learning in the way of life.
很多神的儿女们呢，在他的意愿上面，主没有给他，主把更好的主的旨意给我们。
And many times the Lord has not given us what we wanted, but something better.
尼托森弟兄有一首诗歌。
Watchman Nee has a hymn.
在他的副歌里面说，每次的打击都是真利益。
And the refrain says that every obstacle, every difficulty is true benefit.
如果你所取去的东西，你用你自己来代替。
What you have taken away, you have replaced with yourself.
他这个感觉实在进入了这个经历。
His feeling, he's truly entered into this.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们在生命中，我们活在父的爱里面。
And that is in our life, we live in the love of the Father.
有的时候我们没有得着我们要求物质上的东西。
Many times we have not received what we asked for in the material world.
但是我灵里面得着主的同在。好的无敌。
But spiritually, I've gained the presence of the Lord, which is better.
主没有把我环境的苦难挪开。
The Lord has not removed the difficulty in the environment.
但是里面它的甘甜是我以前从来没有尝到过。
But the sweetness inside is something that I've never tasted before.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历？
Brothers and sisters, do you have such?
我在教会里面看见好多弟兄姊妹啊，他们爱主就活在神的爱中。
And I see many brothers and sisters in church that they live in the love of God.
当我们这样活在父的爱中的时候，
When we live in the love of the Father in such a way,
有人讲第十二节呢，是圣经里面的 golden rule, 黄金律。
And some people say that verse 12 is the golden rule of the Bible.
主说你们无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
And the Lord says, in everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you.
因为这就是律法和先知里面的内容。
For this is the law and the prophets.
好，我们在父的爱中，我们会爱人。
It is in the love of the Father that we learn to love others.
爱是不求自己的益处的。
And a love is selfless.
爱也不加害于人的。
And love does not harm other people.
我们爱人如同爱自己一样。
We love others as we love ourselves.
我们就成全了律法。
And then we fulfill the law.
律法里面那个实际就在我们身上出现。
And then the reality of the law is manifested on us.
弟兄姊妹，这个是走生命的道路，在侍奉中一定会碰见的经历和学习。
And these are the experiences and lessons that we must encounter in the
way of life. 然后讲到窄门和窄路。
And then it talks about the narrow gate and the narrow way.
门讲到我们进入并且得着这个生命。
The gate talks about us entering and obtaining this life.
这个路呢，讲到我们在生命中晋升和达到神的目的。
And then this way, it talks about how we pursue and obtain this objective.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天得救了以后，我们走生命的道路。
Brothers and sisters, after we've been saved, we walk the way of life.
在许多的事情上我们要受约束。
And in many things, we're constrained.
我讲一点关于侍奉的事情。
I'll talk about a little bit about service.
在第四世纪的时候,
in the 4th century,
君士坦丁,罗马的凯撒皇帝, 他信了主。
And the Roman Caesar Constantine, he believed in the Lord.
他接受了基督。
He accepted
Christ. 但是在真理上他一点都不清楚。
But he was not clear about the truth at all.
因为他是皇帝。
Because he was the Caesar.
所以许多的人呢, 也想要效法皇帝, 也来接受基督。
And then many people wanted to follow him and also believe in Christ.
但是他们呢, 根本没有得救。
But they were not saved. They have not even entered through the narrow gate.
更不知道这条路。
They did not clearly know
the way. 但是他们以往呢, 有罗马人的, 拜偶像的生活和习惯和传统。
But they had the tradition of worshipping idol from the Roman Empire.
所以呢, 他们进到教会里面来, 他们教会里神的儿女们聚会很简单, 几首诗歌祷告, 有一点话语交通, 我们就满足喜乐了。
And when they enter into the fellowship of the children of God, it's very simple, a few hymns, a few words of fellowship and prayer, and that's and
因为神的国不在乎吃喝。 在乎呢, 公义, 平安和圣灵中的喜乐。
Because the kingdom of the Lord is not about eating and drinking, but it's the
joy in the Spirit.
It's the joy in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天, 我们有生命的人, 有这些就满足了, 而且有满足的喜乐, 是不是?
And today, those of us who have the life, we have this satisfaction.
但是这些不信主的人, 他们进到教会里面, 他们不能满足。
But those who did not believe, they come into church and they would not be satisfied.
到了以往他们呢, 这个太阳神生日的那一天呢, 他们特别的觉得今天教会里面太没有意思了。
And especially on the day of the birthday of the idol, the sun god that they worshipped, they thought that on that particular day that it was very warm.
所以为了满足他们呢, 教会就把这个拜太阳神的那一天呢, 弄来说是主耶稣的生日。
And in order to satisfy them, the church said that the day they worship the sun god is the day of the birthday of Christ.
可能在你我感觉这没有什么嘛, 现在很好, 这一天我们可以传福音,唱诗歌, 报佳音啊, 我小时候也都做这些事情。
And today we may think that it is nothing because on that particular day, we can preach the gospel and spread the good news.
我们可不可以用拜偶像的诚意来敬拜我们的主呢?
Can we use the intention of worshipping the idol to worship our God?
弟兄姊妹, 这考验你是不是走在生命的路上。
Brothers and sisters, this is a test whether or not you walk in the way of life.
请原谅我这样讲。
Please forgive me for saying this.
我是很不乐意这样讲, 但是我必须忠于主。
I truly do not want to say this, but I have to be true to the Lord.
你是不是在生命的路上?
Are you on the way of life?
我遇见一位罗马尼亚来的弟兄。
I've met a brother from Romania.
他年轻的时候就搬到了这个列宁格勒, 现在叫做圣彼得堡去住。
And when he was young, he moved to St. Petersburg to live.
他到我们中间来聚会大概有一年的时间。
He's been worshiping with us for about a year.
我很稀奇他为什么会来。
I was very amazed that he would come.
他说我要寻找 能够照着圣经没有加任何世界东西的敬拜。
He said, I'm looking for a worship that is according to the Bible and does not add anything of this world.
有一天早晨他约我, 我们两个坐在会所里面, 交通了一个早上。
And one morning he asked me to go to the church and we had fellowship all morning.
他就告诉我说, 你知道, 罗马尼亚这个国家的名字是怎么来的吗? 我说我不知道。
And he said, do you know how the name Romania comes about?
他说这个国家的文字啊, 就是古拉丁文。
He said, the language of this country is ancient Latin.
就是 classic Latin.
Classic Latin.
那么他讲啊, 这个罗马尼亚啊, 就是小罗马的意思。
Romania means little Roman.
我们如果 认识一点希腊文或者拉丁文的，这个小都是在一个名词的后面加一个ian。
If we know a little bit of Greek or Latin, then we'll know that to say something is little, you add a suffix.
这是我们的祖先在第四世纪, 为了保守生命的路的纯净，我们离开了罗马，到了我们现在住的地方。这是一片恶土，不，没有人要住的地方，我们到那里去。
And he said it was in the 4th century, their ancestors, in order to leave behind Rome, they went to a piece of land that nobody wanted in order to preserve the purity of the way of life.
他说我能够跟你们交通，因为听见你们讲的东西就是我们从我们祖先接受下来圣经上的话。
And he said, I want to worship with you because I hear your words of fellowship is what our ancestor has passed down to us.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做窄路。
Brothers and sisters, that is the narrow way.
今天大家都这样做，你能够说我不敢那样做。
And today, everyone is doing that. Do you dare to say, I do not do that?
我以前也这样做，但是我现在不是反对他们，因为主约束我。
I used to do that as well, but I'm not against them now, but now the Lord constrains me.
弟兄姊妹，我们却寻找他。
Lord, brothers and sisters, we're seeking him.
这个窄啊，对很多东西都要从我们身上脱落。
And this narrowness, many things will fall from us.
拜偶像的事情，罪的事情，世界的东西，哲学、科学，所有的东西，亲爱弟兄姊妹，都不能来代替主。
Idols, sins, philosophies, knowledge, none of these things can replace the Lord.
我们快快地讲，第十五节到第二十节。你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢？这样凡好果树、好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里，所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。在生命的路上，我们碰见许多的假的东西。
On the way of life, we encounter many things that are false.
我们先讲，假先知并不一定是外邦人。
First, let us say that false prophets are not necessarily Gentiles.
就是不信主的人。
Or those who don't believe in the Lord.
假先知是什么呢？就是他没有神的话语，他来传神的话。
False prophets are those who do not have the words of the Lord, but they preach the words of the Lord.
结果这个话神不印证。
But these words the Lord does not testify.
弟兄姊妹，那个就是假的。
That is false.
啊，所以旧约时代，神借着摩西告诉以色列百姓，你们怎么分辨假先知？
So through Moses in the Old Testament, the Lord tells the Israelites, how do you tell a false prophet?
但是今天我们发现了，仇敌啊，在神儿女们中间把这虚假的东西啊，混乱我们了，是非常高明的。
But we see that the enemy has mixed in these falseness among the children of God.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你在人生中有没有受过骗。
I don't know if you've been lied to in your life.
特别为着侍奉你受骗。
Especially be lied to because of service.
我必须很谦卑地向大家承认，我被骗过，而且骗得很惨。
And I must humbly say that I have been lied to, and it was a great lie.
今天主能够怜悯我，保守我。这实在是出乎他的恩典和怜悯。
And today the Lord can protect me and keeping me. That is truly from His grace.
为什么被骗了？因为我不会分辨。
Why was I lied to? Because I couldn't discern.
因为他来的时候那么的深沉。
Because when he came, he was so sincere.
行为那么的好。
The conduct was so good.
他讲的东西那么的有理由。
And the things he said were so reasonable.
就是说你可能不是一个种果树的人。
The Lord says you may not be a planter.
不是一个园艺学家。
You may not be a gardener.
你不会认出这个树是桃子树或李子树或者是苹果树。
You don't know if this is an apple tree or a pear tree or a plum tree.
没有关系。
That's okay.
你让它在那里长。
Let it grow.
等到开花，有的人就知道了，桃花红，李花白，我就分出来了。
And then when they bear fruits, you will be able to tell from the fruits.
那你连桃花红、李花白都不知道也没关系。
If you cannot even,
你总吃过桃子吧？
If you cannot even tell by looking at the fruit,
你再等一段时间，它结出果子来。
Oh, you have to wait for the flower, and then if you cannot tell from the flower, then you wait for the fruit.
那个是没有价值的树。
then you'll know one is a good tree and one is a worthless tree.
原文这个坏树, 就是没有价值的树。
In the original text, the bad tree is
不结生命果子的树, 在神的眼中看, 就是没有价值。
The tree that does not bear life in the eyes of the Lord is a worthless tree.
什么是生命的果子呢?
What is the fruit of life?
我想圣经里面保罗的讲论最清楚。
I think Paul says it most clearly.
在加拉太书5章22节, 他讲到圣灵所结的果子。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 it says,
所以我们今天若是尝到了这些，我们就知道这个是好树。
If we taste these, then we will know today that it's
如果它带来的是纷争，是嫉妒，是彼此之间的不和睦，弟兄姊妹，那个是没有价值的树，我们要逃避它。
If the tree brings conflict and not unity, then we know that this is not a good tree, and we have to escape from it.
所以今天对我们走生命道路在侍奉的人。
So today, those of us who walk the way of life in service,
我们要留意自己是不是结好果子。
We have to pay attention whether or not we are bearing good fruit.
所以我们的言语、我们的态度、我们的行动都要受主的约束。
Therefore, our words, our attitude, and our actions all have to be constrained by the Lord.
我们要走在高油的管制的里面。
We have to walk within the boundaries of the anointment.
最后我们读21节到23节。
And lastly, let's read verse 21 through
23.
Let's pay special attention. Here it says, on that day,
we often
look at today.
但是走生命道路侍奉的人, 他的眼目是看那日。
But those who walk the way of life, their eyesight is set on that day. And that day is the day we have to go before the judgment seat. And here the Lord gives us an important warning.
主说呢,
The Lord says, those who call me Lord and Lord will not all enter into heaven.
奉主的名传过道，奉主的名赶过鬼，奉主的名行过许多异能的人，也不一定都进天国。
And those who have preached and prophesied in the Lord's name and cast out demons and performed miracles, those people will not necessarily enter into heaven.
这个进天国不是指着我们得救说的。
This entering to heaven is not talking about us being
saved. 乃是指着我们能不能得着天国做我们的奖赏。
But it is whether or not we can receive heaven as our reward.
就是在将来的1000年, 我们与基督一同掌权。
And that is in 1000 years will we rule with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们在侍奉中走生命的道路, 我们需要留意的。
And that is something we have to pay attention to in our service as we walk in the way of God.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his
我想弟兄姊妹, 实在是给我很大的恩典, 大家都非常忍耐。
I think brothers and sisters have been very gracious to me.
我们再唱一节诗歌好不好? 就372首, 唱第一节就好了。
Let us sing the first verse of hymn 372.
请姊妹弹一句哈， 372首。 一起来。 我若稍微偏离正路，我要离开束缚，但我纪念我主基督，如何？
心受苦，我们再唱一次。
Let's sing one more time.
我若稍微偏离真路，我要立刻束缚。
Let us together have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你向着我们充满了无比的恩典和慈爱。
You have shown us such grace and love.
你当日怎样教导到你跟前来的门徒？
How you taught your disciples who came before you on that day.
你今天仍然教导我们这些属你的儿女。
Today you teach us those children who belong to you.
我们为着已过的几次聚会感谢你。
We thank you for the meetings of the past few days.
主啊，愿你赐给我们聪明谨守的心。
May you give us a heart that we can, a smart heart that we can keep.
主啊，好叫我们能够明白你的话，并且走在其中。
Lord, so that we can understand your words and walk in it.
叫我们得着你的丰富。
So that we may receive your fullness.
叫你的心和父的心得着喜悦。
So that your heart and the Father's heart may be joyful.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.